Hello, everyone. Welcome back. We are here. Us. It's Press Play again. Hey, how's it going? We're coming at you hot with the new episode for Falcon and Winter Soldier. And let me tell you, this one, a doozy. Like a motherfucking doozy.
Right on the heels of it being released.
I enjoyed the hell out of this episode. I'm already saying it. But anyway, before we get to that, boy. I'm Bailey, as always, and joining me, as always, is Matthew Austin and Omar Zaki.
I'm getting over a cold, guys, but it's finally looking good. Yeah, I've rounded the corner. I got the COVID test. It wasn't COVID. Those tests are fast now. Like, I remember the first time I got a COVID test, it took a good like 4 days, 5 days. This one was like 30 minutes. Before I got back home, I had the email. It was like, you do not have COVID. I was like, oh, thank God.
You gotta like, I still feel like shit up there and twist for like 3 minutes.
Oh, they changed that too. You know how Bailey came with me the first time when I had to get a test maybe like 6 months ago, and they just tell you to like do it for 15 seconds on each side. You literally like, you're just crying, you're in tears, it's horrible. But this time it was only like, they were like four rotations on each side. I was like, God, this is a lot better. You guys are,
it's funny,
we're getting good, like, over here.
Came back so fast.
Yeah,
they must have just been torturing less effective for like no reason. Like this whole time it could have just been like that. But either way, we're glad you don't have COVID.
Me too.
But yeah, so we're here to talk about the newest episode, Power. I always think it's The Power Broker, but it's Power Broker, which, dope name.
Which they said at least 15 times in this episode.
I was fine with it.
I was too. It sounds cool. But they were just always like, yeah, I have a deal with the Power Broker. Power Broker is coming after me, blah, blah, blah.
So this is episode 3 of the 6 that we're going to get, which is hard to even say because it's just mind blowing to me. We only get 6 episodes of the show when they're building so much with it. Like, there's so many different storylines you could follow with this. So I guess I hope that means we're getting like more seasons. I don't know if they ever came out and said that, but hopefully,
dude,
we get them.
My roommate Corey came up to me like a couple days ago and was like, dude, they finished filming the second season of Falcon and Winter Soldier. I was like, really? I didn't even know they confirmed it. And yeah, they didn't.
I don't think that's true.
No,
that's
it's not.
Thing our friend,
it's very not true.
To do a lot.
It might have been an April Fool's joke, actually, now that I think about it.
Oh, shit. Maybe it was.
It might have been.
So yeah, but before we get into talking about this, I might as well get us through all the boring things, which is where you can find us on Spotify and Breaker and Google Podcasts and Pocket Casts and Radio Public and Apple Podcasts. And would you believe me if I said this the first time I said all of those without actually reading it, which is sad because we've done this a lot so far.
It's becoming muscle memory.
But yeah, you can find us on all of those if you don't want to watch us. And if you want to find us on social media, you can. And we post really fun, cool things. And it'll be on Twitter at Press. Nope. It's on Twitter at Again Press. And on Instagram at Press Play Again.
There it is. I didn't read it,
so that's why I messed up. Oh, God. Matt just like burp coughed into the mic.
There was no burp there.
Subscribe to us, leave comments, leave reviews, give us questions, comments, concerns, all of that kind of stuff. Tell us what you think of these episodes, what you want to see, what you don't want to see, if you think the new Cap is cool. I don't know. If you do, then you probably shouldn't listen to this podcast.
He's kind of growing on me. I like how he takes charge.
Get the hell out of here.
Steve Rogers never did.
Charge.
No, Steve. Never liked this guy. What's this guy's name? John.
That's all the boring.
John Walter.
Favreau.
That we get through. We're going to move on to the actual show. Okay. We're doing that. So, Power Broker. It's a doozy. I don't think we even need to go through and see who liked what at this point. If y'all didn't like this episode, y'all are crazy. So, can we all agree that we like this episode?
I think you should ask.
Awesome. Wait, you didn't like the episode?
No.
Oh, okay, good. I was about to say, oh my God. So to start it off with, I thought it was really cool how they started this episode with like a commercial for like the, if you are a person that suffered through the blip or whatever, this is like the,
this is the agency for you.
Like it reminded me of the Scientology commercial, which isn't a good thing.
Unfortunately. It also reminded me of WandaVision, and I miss WandaVision, so that was nice.
Oh, yeah. I guess it did kind of remind me of that. That's cool. But yeah, I thought that was like super interesting how they did that. It it adds to the whole, like, this is real. This is like a realistic spin on everything that happened.
Dude, I'm a sucker for that. I'm a sucker for when shows like show you stuff that would just be happening in the in that world. You know what I mean? I think because me and Bailey have been rewatching Watchmen, the TV show, and they do that a ton in that with like, and it, the shit's really weird in Watchmen, obviously. Man, that's kind of like WandaVision too. Fuck, I miss WandaVision.
But we get that, and then we get the stuff with New Cap. You know, when he like busts in that place and he's just like, what does he say? Hold on, I can't remember. But he busts in and he's yelling at someone. Oh yeah, he's yelling at someone. He's like, do you know who I am? And I'm just like, oh my God, they're already starting with this shit.
Like, he's being such a baby too. Like, you know what I mean? He's like, you know who I am?
He's like Homelander, dude. He's literally turning into Homelander.
He definitely is.
Oh God. He's like a less fucked up. Murderous.
Yeah, a little less murderous Homelander.
Well, for now.
For now, yeah. Who knows?
For now, yeah.
Who knows what we're going to get.
So when he fucking decapitates someone.
Yeah, all right.
We're going to see him like completely
bye-bye, Sam. I hope not. I hope not.
I don't think they're going to kill off Falcon in this.
Has the MCU not wowed us and done crazy shit before?
There's no freaking way. I don't believe that for a second.
Yeah, but fucking Tobey Maguire's going to show up, according to you two.
Well, yeah.
He's trending.
He's trending. There's a reason why we've been saying it for as long as we've been saying it, and now it's trending. You can't tell me that's a freaking coincidence. There's just no way.
Never. Not the dust, MCU.
The dust is stirring, guys. Toby's coming.
I also thought that this episode was like the coolest looking, prettiest episode of a TV show I've seen in a really long time. Like when they get to the point, obviously, where they break out Zemo and they go to this town. I don't even remember where it is. But it's like so Blade Runner.
Oh,
like,
my God.
John
cyberpunk-esque.
Yeah, it was like John Wick-y kind of Blade Runner kind of cyberpunk-y vibes. And I absolutely adored it. I think this whole episode, imagery wise, was like gorgeous. And I hope they continue to stay like that. Like, I love all the use of colors and stuff.
Oh yeah, that whole like underbelly where they were was super rad. I was like, this is like more cyberpunk than the actual cyberpunk game was.
Is it, you know, sad? I mean? I like was almost hoping they just stayed there for the whole episode.
I'd have been down for it.
I like, I almost would have loved just two episodes in that place. I think it was so cool. But yeah, I super enjoyed that. I think like the fight scenes that they had in this episode were sick as hell. This was like when we finally got to Winter Soldier stuff.
Oh my God, dude.
You know what I mean?
Yes. It's weird because the episodes have gone back and forth. Like, I remember I really liked the action of the first one. I thought the second one, especially that whole, were they on a train or a bus or some shit? I can't remember now. That looks kind of jank.
Oh yeah, it's like
it was some buses. It was a couple buses.
Like 2 18-wheelers or people, yeah. Every place calls them 18-wheelers. I think that's just like a Louisiana thing.
Really?
I don't know. Yeah, because a friend.
Put in the comments. Do you call them 18-wheelers? What
a
are
a friend of mine from South Dakota says they're called semis because they're semi trucks.
Yeah, but South Dakota doesn't really exist. Like, who acknowledges South Dakota?
Well, and that was the thing.
Fuck you, South Dakotians.
I was like, I guess that makes sense because they are semi trucks. But I was like, no, they're 18-wheelers. And she said, well, do they have 18 wheels? And I was like, I honestly don't know. So I guess that doesn't make sense. And I was like, it's because they're 18 feet. I don't know. But yeah, so feet. Apparently they're called semis. Either way, it was that. But continue. What were you saying? I got sidetracked.
Oh,
the fights.
Yes. Like you said, this is like the Winter Soldier fighting. Like, this shit was brutal and epic, and like the fight scenes, all the fight choreography was badass. Bucky in particular, when he's like, when they show up to the place we're talking about and he's gotta actually kind of be like the Winter Soldier, I was like, oh my God, he's so fucking cool. He's so much cooler than I ever realized he was. What was wrong with me all these years?
Thank you. Finally, everyone has finally seen what I've been saying since Winter Soldier, and it's not just because I found Bucky really adorable and hot when I first saw Winter Soldier.
He's like a well-written character, and he's also super hot.
He's awesome.
He also just like looks really cool.
I wanted to say real quick, because before, since we're on this scene now, but like the whole plan to break Zemo out, I really loved that whole montage, and I loved how it ended with that, like they're just talking about it, and Sam's just something like, wait, so what are you trying to say? And then it's just Zemo like coming through the doors, and it's so badass the way they show him for the first time. It's like, man, They get it, dude.
I loved everything with Zemo. I thought he completed the trio very well.
He does.
Like, I love the chemistry between all three of them when they're together.
It's perfect.
I don't know.
Just change the name.
Yeah.
Falcon and the Winter Soldier and Zemo.
I actually did, too. I got to the point by the end of the episode where I was like, oh, my God, I wish them three were just going to be together. I know they're not going to stay together, but I do think they all really, like, work well together. I also think, yeah, like what you were saying about when they broke him out, it kind of reminded me of a heist movie, like where he's like talking through like the plan of what he would do. And you're kind of seeing it like as it's happening while he's telling the story, and then it actually happened. And I was like, adorable. That was great. Not only that, can we please talk about Zemo's dope ass jacket?
Oh my God.
Like his that like winter jacket, coat. I like audibly gasped when I saw him get out the car and he had that jacket on. I was like, that is the coolest thing I've ever seen. Everyone should get a jacket like that. All of us should wear it, even though it's 90 degrees in Louisiana.
I was going to say, that is the kind of jacket where if I lived in any type of ecosystem,
cold climate.
Climate, whatever, where it's not fucking 90 degrees. I don't know. The whole ecosystem. We got lizards and all kinds of shit here. It feels like an ecosystem. You know what I mean? If I could wear a jacket like that, if it was just 10 degrees colder average here, I'd sweat in that thing. Like, I would put up with it, but I would probably actually die if I walked outside in New Orleans, Louisiana, in the middle of summer. So.
It was so dope.
That would be tough.
That would be tough.
But yeah, when they team up, I like super, super dig that whole like vibe that they get off. Like, this is going to be the team up. Like, we're going to save everything team, but we also have Zemo. And
yeah, I think Zemo's also they teamed
it's super
up a little
cool that
too
he ended
easy,
up being rich.
But...
Yeah.
You know, okay. So, kind of, for me, where I really was like, this is ridiculous, is when, what's her name, Sharon Carter showed up. I was like, okay, this is like, and I'm still all for it, because she was so badass. I'm sure we're about to get to her, but like, that, the moment that where they're running, like, everyone's got the bounty, like, the hit is on their heads, like, they are going to get fucked up, and then it's just like, oh, who's emerges from the shadows, this character we
he's
haven't
just
seen in ages.
Everybody from a rooftop, like,
and they give her
to
be fair, they give her a good reason for being there, right? It's very interesting. Like, okay, you guys were the Avengers, you know, y'all were protected by all this stuff. Like, I actually had to go hide after all this shit with the Sokovia Accords.
Mm-hmm.
So it's cool. It just felt like there's one of those moments where I'm like, oh yeah, of course you saved them.
Yeah, I thought that, like, the assassins, whatever, all that, and the hits all remind me of John Wick, obviously.
Yeah.
Like I said, though, the team up for me was a little too easy. Like, there was no fight for them to team up in terms of, like, Sam fighting a bit more to why they shouldn't or why it's not a good idea. It just kind of happened. But I do like how they kind of explain it and how they make it happen. I think that's if they were going to go the right, which they did. They chose the right way to do it. So,
wait, I'm glad you brought that up, because I agree with that completely. Because when Bucky explains the whole story and then Zemo walks from the shadows and is just there, and Falcon's just like, no way, not doing it. And then Bucky's like, for me? And he goes, okay. Like, it was
that
simple.
Like 2 seconds. Yeah.
But I just don't get
like
that.
Like I said, I mean, yeah.
It is one of those things where it's a superhero movie, so you kind of, I guess, have to ignore stuff like that. But it was like, fight a little bit. I don't know. This is a criminal that killed a lot of people. So,
well, you just said superhero movie, even though this is a TV show, but I want to add on to that. This did definitely feel like, well, no, I'm going to say this felt like an MCU movie. Like, all the scenes with them, the fights, if this was an hour and a half movie, it would have worked, you know?
It almost felt like it could be a sequel to Winter Soldier.
Well, this whole show is shaping up to feel like that, honestly. You know what I mean? It's just really cool, because when you think about it on paper, when all said and done, this is going to just be like a 6-hour Winter Soldier-ish sequel. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if you just
really
add it
like
all together, it's cool.
I really like how they're doing that, too. It's like, it's their story, right? I mean, at this point, we're already halfway done with the season. It doesn't seem that there's something on a larger scale, like on a much larger scale. Mm-mm. It seems like, okay, this is their story, their fight. We're going to get to see it happen, unravel, whatever. We're going to get to see them, you know, work together with Zemo now. And I guess a few others. I'm sure we're about to talk about that too. You know, the reveal at the end of the episode. But it's still like, at the end of the day, it's still their story. So I really like that, because like WandaVision, as much as obviously it was them from episode to episode, at the end, they still had to bridge the gap from the finale to phase four or phase five for whichever phase we're about to head into. Yeah, phase four. Whereas I don't think this show is doing that, and it doesn't really have to do that. Mm. So I kind of like where they're going with it for now. Yeah.
Yeah, I do too. I think it's a very smooth transition it's been so far, because they're adding in things that don't feel as important, but they're doing it to where, like what you were just saying with the reveal at the end of the episode, that felt supernatural. Like it didn't seem.
And as soon as I heard the music in the background,
oh my god, that was so sick. Yeah, but yeah, all the stuff with Sharon, which is eventually what you get to. And honestly, we didn't even talk about this yet, but so when they get to wherever they're going with Zemo, they go into this nightclub.
Oh my god.
They all just are kind of like acting normal, and then it gets to a shot where Zemo's straight up just like jamming.
How guys, is that not an Easter egg for Tobey Maguire appearing?
You know what?
Like, come on.
The funny thing is, guys,
that would be perfect, actually. So, like, if you just saw Tobey dancing in the background from Spider-Man 3, just like snapping as he's like walking.
I'm waiting for the reveal.
I was going to say, I hate to break it to you guys, but if Tobey Maguire was going to show up in this like show or even in these this MCU shows, been. That was your point, and it you missed it.
I'm waiting for another scene.
So I watched this episode yesterday. We're recording this on a Wednesday. So I didn't watch it as soon as it came out. And I'm not going to lie. And I realized this after I watched the episode. I saw that GIF of Zemo on Twitter a good probably 5-6 times over the course of the last week. And just scrolling past it, assumed that it was from Spider-Man 3 and it was Tobey Maguire. Never looked at it for longer than a second. Yeah, because when they got to that and I saw him dancing, I was like, oh my god, this is what I've been seeing this whole time. But I just hadn't been paying attention to it, and I'm really glad because it didn't feel like I got spoiled.
The difference is, Tobey Maguire's was like ridiculous. Zemo's, adorable.
Yeah, adorable
and
cool.
Something about it.
He looks cool, you know?
You don't agree? Come on.
He looks like this.
I'm not
going to say anything. I'm not going to fight you on this one.
I thought Zemo was adorable when he was doing it.
I mean, yeah, he's adorable, but Toby's hot. All right.
Yeah. Okay.
So if you really want to have that argument.
Yeah, I do think those are their strengths.
I can't argue with those bangs of his. They're just too nice. But that whole, I think like all of that part was so cool. And it really just felt like you were watching John Wick, which I'm totally fine with. But the fight, when they get to the point where Winter Soldier has to act like he's still Winter Soldier, and he's just being brutal as hell and just like tearing everybody up. I thought that was the coolest part of the episode. The coolest part of the episode.
And I know this is before, but yeah, when he grabbed that dude's arm at the bar, I was just like, oh my god, here we fucking go. I think that's when I had like the biggest smile on my face, where I was like, this, and we've said it before, where this just, it feels like the MCU. I'm so glad these shows feel like it, but that's just one of those moments where I was like, here we go, dude. Like, they are not taking compromises on this shit. This is the MCU that we love, and we're just getting it in bite size, and it fucking rules.
I think so far that's my favorite thing, because they're giving us everything we want, but they're doing it their own way. We wanted more of Zemo. I don't think anyone would have really suspected, unless obviously you guys read some articles or interviews or whatever, you wouldn't have really suspected that they team up that soon, that quick, that easy. But they're doing it their own way. They're being bold. They're giving us more of Zemo in their own way as a team. Same thing with, I think the whole team up, right, the whole team up and what it's eventually leading to, they obviously have something in mind. I don't think we know what it is, but it's like we want to see more of it, you know.
So, yeah, I guess I think it's awesome. I went into the show never expecting Zemo to be a good person. Like, he's not a good person, I guess, but like I thought he was going to be the main villain.
Yeah, so I kind of assumed too.
The fact that he's also slightly Bruce Wayne-ish, because he just is slightly like super rich and a baron, apparently.
Sam's like, you're rich.
It was cool though. I don't know, it made the jacket even cooler, honestly.
He has his own outfit too, so that's still
it really is. But that's the thing, so we got to the part where like Sharon comes just like out killing literally so many people. I'm just like, that's another thing this show does. It just straight up kills everybody. Like,
yeah, you see that, like,
no one cares anymore.
That TV-14 rating or whatever the show has, it's like they make good use of it, where they're like, this can be a little more than the PG-13 the movies kind of go for, because there's people are getting shot and like blood's coming out of them. Sharon Carter's throwing fucking knives at people, like pretty intense.
It's like everybody came back from the blip and just was like, we've been through some shit. No, all bets are off. Nothing matters. No one's safe.
We're pissed.
We're just sniping everybody. But she was cool. Her whole,
she was
like,
so
the way
cool.
They have her character, super cool. She's like super like espionagist, but also is an art gallery owner or a stolen art gallery owner, which I thought that was super cool, or curator, I guess. And her whole view on heroes was super interesting to me, because she talks about heroes as if, like, she has no respect for heroes anymore. She's like, if I could speak, that would be great. Every man for himself. That's what I was trying to say. Yeah. So she's been dealing with that for so long. Clearly it's like warped how she feels about, I don't know, the government and shit. So I thought that was cool, because I wasn't expecting that either. I was expecting her to be like, I'm undercover and I'm here to save everyone. Pew, pew, pew. And that's just like all we would get.
Thankfully, that's not what they did.
This is more compelling. Even though she did, like, when the last time you see her, she gets in a car and she was like, we have a problem. Actually, a lot of problems.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, is she a double agent maybe? Like undercover kind of thing?
I know. I was so, I was upset. I was scared for a second when they kind of were saying their goodbyes in it. It felt very like Mandalorian-esque when they say goodbye to like a character that just pops up for an episode. And I was like, oh no, is this just like her episode and we're probably not going to see her until maybe the finale or something? But then she had that line when she got in the car and I was like, okay, something bigger is going on. I'm sure she's going forward for the rest of the show is going to be involved.
We might see her.
Well, I wonder if they're not forcing the role on her, but I wonder if she becomes kind of like the new Black Widow of the MCU.
She was fighting like Black Widow. My God.
She is, because she was hardcore and I loved it. And again,
I could see it happening.
Just straight up like brutally killing
her,
people.
Her fight like in that shipyard or whatever was honestly the coolest. Like Winter Soldiers was badass too. And both of them were insane. But like,
but hers was like technically...
Yeah, it felt more like choreographed and yeah, like Black Widow-esque, 100%. I was like, this is cool. Are we ever going to get to see Black Widow?
Yeah, damn. Probably not. The whole thing, too, where they find the guy who created the serum for the super soldiers, it's like everything that happened in this episode just was like, the first two episodes were kind of just building up the characters, and now we're getting like really down in the dirt of what they're trying to do and what they're trying to find. I still feel like I don't care that much about the Flag Smashers. Like, I'm glad they're there, I guess, because it's a driving force for Bucky and Falcon to be doing all this cool shit, but I don't really care about them still. My mind, New Cap is the villain. Like, I don't, because they're not even, like, trying to be evil. They're just trying to save what they think they should save.
Yeah, they kind of painted them in a little bit of a better light in this episode, right? Especially, yeah. What's the main girl's name?
I can't remember.
Carly, I think. Is it Carly? Or did I just write down Carly? I might have just wrote it down Carly.
Carly. No, you were right.
But yeah, they kind of give her more like grounded motivations, right? Like, is it her mom or her aunt or the lady that's dying?
I think she was just like the leader of what they were at first.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Well, still, I'm sure she loves her. So it's probably sad for her to say. But you know what I mean? Like, they gave more motivations in terms of, like, okay, why are they looking for the serum? Because they could have used that to heal her, too. And, like, they even said all the stuff about, like, how, oh, she wanted to be a teacher, or maybe be a teacher after all this, stuff like that. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they're going to keep being the... I mean, they are the villains of the show right now, but I kind of expect a similar turn. Kind of that we got in WandaVision where something crazy. It's got to be that dude.
It's going to be evil Cap. He's going to be the villain at the end of this. And I hope he is, because I hope we have a reason to dislike him.
What would y'all do if they just say no? Like, real talk. Like, he is the one that saves the day at the end of this whole show and just go
and
like,
he is the actual next Captain America.
In like 3 years, we get like Avengers, you know, Dark World or some crazy. Now that's already war, but you know what I mean. That we get a new Avengers and he is just the new Cap, and it's just okay.
I think Kevin Feige is too smart to ever do something like that.
He's smart, but what if he's just a little bit crazy?
Dumb? No, I'm kidding.
Just a little bit dumb.
Nah, no way.
No, I don't believe that will happen. But I do think that all the fight scenes in this episode were dope as hell, and then we get the part where they finally are like, everything's kind of cooled down. I think New Cap is searching for them all of a sudden, because he's like, they broke Zemo out, and it's like, no shit, they broke Zemo out, like
duh, guy.
How else would he escape? So and then we get to the cool part where you see Bucky just kind of like seeing things on the ground, and at first you're like, okay, like I don't really get what he's doing.
Yeah, he's like, I'm gonna take a walk. Following it. Sam's and like, you good? Closer, I'm gonna take a walk.
Yeah, and you get closer and closer, and then you start hearing the music, and it's the Wakanda music, and you're just like, oh shit, this is so fucking cool. And then, boom, we get. I don't remember her name actually. Does anybody?
Ayo, I think.
Oh yes. I just looked it up. You're right. Look at you.
Wow, that was fast.
Homework.
Look at you looking stuff up in like a second and a half.
It's just I have to just click a page over.
Bailey's like, I've looked it up.
Oh yeah, I wish. But yeah, no. Then you get that reveal, and that's so cool because I hope that they tie that in because the fact that they killed or Bucky killed. No, I'm kidding. I'm so sorry. Zemo killed King T'Chaka. Since he killed him, it's like, I mean, you really think Wakanda's just gonna let him run free? It just
well,
no.
Yeah.
And
it's
so
like
that
they're
makes this
yeah.
more realistic too. Like they're gonna be chasing after him, and Bucky, who was helped by them, is gonna have to try and explain to them that they can't kill Zemo. It's like, all right.
That's yeah. So I think that's where we get the resistance. Of the team up, like that's where we get the fight. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, obviously we're gonna see them having to defend Zemo and trying to like explain it to them. So I think that's gonna be cool too, obviously, because we're gonna get more of Wakanda, and just to see that side of things and how they react to what the hell's going on right now. So.
Yeah, it'll be very interesting if they like what their reason for this is, because I would assume like you guys are saying that this is kind of more of the conflict in the team up now. It'll be really interesting if next episode they kind of just talk to her and they're like, look, he's good now. And after like 2 minutes of dialogue, she's just like, all right, what are we doing? Kind of the same way Sam was. I think then I would be a little bit like, all right, we are really just conveniently letting people get over things. But, yeah, I imagine there's going to be some shit going down. Cause then they blame, you know, all the way back, it was in Civil War. It was like Zemo blamed or, made it look like, Bucky is the one that killed King T'Chaka. So, yeah. Very interesting.
Oh, yeah. I know. I'm interested in seeing how that's going to play out, but I know it's not going to be they're going to just let it go kind of thing. I think it could end up also making them and Bucky, like, kind of not be tight anymore. They're going to be like, dude, we helped you out. And he's going to be like, sorry. And they're going to be like, all right, peace. Not talking to you anymore. And then...
And you know what he's going to do?
Word for word how it's going to be.
He's going to lift up his collar. He's going to turn around. He's going to walk away. And he's going to look fucking awesome.
Probably, honestly. Oh, speaking of, you know what else was a really cool reveal? Zemo in his mask.
Oh my god,
yeah.
Pops
up.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah. So that's awesome. I'm assuming that's from the comics, right? Like... That mask must be how Zemo looks in the comics, because we didn't see that. What did was that in Civil War, or am I just blanking?
No, that wasn't in Civil War.
Yeah, super cool.
It probably is. I didn't do enough research into looking into that, so all of you people out there who know way more about
Bailey,
anything than we do, you can tell us. But yeah, either way, it was so cool. So I hope we get to see him do that again. That will be great. I hope he becomes like an anti-hero, which is kind of what it seems like they're doing with him. I'll be really happy if they do that.
Bailey's like, oh man, I hope Zemo gets a metal arm and just starts fighting too.
I'm a real big fan of the anti-heroes usually. So.
And the cyborgs.
And the cyborgs, yeah. But no, that was super cool. And so I'm stoked for next episode. I can't wait to see how they're going to play out this story. I can't wait to see what we're actually going to see end, because there's no way they're finishing all these storylines. There's just no way. If they do, that's going to be crazy. But I'm very excited.
I think they can, because just 3 episodes left, but all of them are, they've all been around an hour or 10 minutes short. They've been like 50 minutes, but all of them have been 50. Whereas WandaVision, some of them were like 30 minutes. So I know it's going to be a little bit shorter, but when you probably add it all up, I doubt it's going to be that much different. So I think we have a lot of time left for them to do some stuff, some crazy stuff.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, I think they could wrap it up, especially if they do, if they approach it as a team versus team kind of thing, instead of like, okay, this character, that character, yeah, which kind of seems like they're making teams already. In terms of like what the hell is going to happen next, because like obviously, okay, like everyone just seems like fine with Zemo like tagging with him right now. Obviously, we're going to see how Wakanda reacts to that. Like we said, I'm assuming not well, but obviously, okay, we have three more episodes. They're going to end up convincing them. They're all going to be a team. They're going to take down whoever. And yeah, as for Captain America, as for the new Cap, I have no idea which team he's going to be on. But obviously, he's going to be in the fight, in the mix of things.
Y'all still think we see Steve Rogers at some point? Midway interview or midway, you know, what do you think?
I've kind of lost hope in that. I was very big on thinking that would happen. But yeah, I don't know. It doesn't feel like it fits anymore.
No, it does. We're good.
Yeah, I think we get some sort of explanation of what the hell he's up to right now. If he's really on Mars doing something or in space or whatever they said.
Dr. Manhattan.
I think we'll get some sort of explanation, but to see him, I don't know. I think we have a higher chance to see Toby. So we'll see.
Really? All right.
Who knows? Maybe we'll get another Quicksilver in this one and it's like, Jesus, come on. But yeah. So
that'd be amazing.
I think it's safe to say we all like this episode and we're very best ready episode, for the next one. To wrap this up, this sucker up, come and join us again next week because we'll be talking about the new episode. It'll be up Thursday because they're always up on Thursdays. Even if you've watched it and listened to other reviews, still listen to this one because it's fun as hell. And if you have anything that you want to talk about that we missed or things that are from the comics that we don't know because we are dumb and don't read all of the comics, let us know because I would love to learn. Follow us on all the things that I said in the beginning of the episode. And, you know, until then, invest in a cool jacket.